Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shlesh Ve'esrim, the 23rd chapter in the Rambam Masechet Sanhedrin, in the Sefer Shoftim, in the Book of Judges. We continue the theme of the previous parakim, discussing the obligation that the judgment has to be with righteousness, which in this parak we discuss the prohibition of taking bribes, and also the severity of the judgment itself. As Rambam gives halacha regarding the prohibition of taking sheichad, lo'sikach sheichad, don't take bribes. And Ein Tzarach Leim L'Avos HaZadin, we don't have to say if it's that to pervert the judgment. In other words, to say the one that's not guilty, that he is guilty, or the other way around, that's a prohibition of L'Sata Mishpat, not to tilt the judgment. Even if his intention is to say the one that's guilty is guilty and the one that's not guilty is not guilty, still also it's forbidden. Void B'Loise violates negative prohibition if he takes a bribe, which is taking money from one of the litigants for that, as just as a gift. Vare B'Chlan is included in what it says in Sefer Devarim, Or L'Keach Sheichad, cursed is the one who takes bribes. He has to give back the bribe, when the one who gifted him goes and claims that he wants it back, you have to give it back. Halacha Beis. And just like the judge who takes the bribe violates negative prohibition, so to the one who gives it, Shemak says in the Pasim Mikra, but lift the evil they sit in Mikshal in front of a blind person, don't put a stumbling block, which is by causing the judge to sin, the one who gives it violates the Isser of lifting the evil. Halacha Gimel. Any judge that sits and increases his status, his stature, so that he can increase the wages for those who attend him, who are the ones that have to call the litigants to the court case, for his scribes, where they get to write all the different court documents, and he's increasing his stature that people have to go and support now those who serve him. He's including the category of those who are inclined after money. This is the same thing that the sons of Shmuel Hanavi did. And therefore it says on them in Shmuel Aleph, that they were inclined after the money, and they took bribes. Now, the prohibition is not only a bribe of money, of taking extra monetary gifts, even bribes of just things, or of words, or of actions, that's also included. There was a story with a judge. He went on a smaller boat, just as passing a river. And someone just stretched out his hand and just helped him get up. And that guy had a court case. The judge said to him, I'm invalid to be a judge for you. Why? Because that's considered sheichad, that helping him out, he's inclined towards him. That's what a bribe does. And even just by a little favor is already considered sheichad. There was a story with another one. He just blew off a feather from a bird, from the scarf that was on the judge. Another story was, he just covered the spittle that was in front of the judge. He said to him, I am invalid to go ahead and judge the court case view. That's also considered sheichad of the farm. There was a story with one. He brought one of the 24 kind of gifts to the judge who was a kohen. Vamalei said to him, I'm invalid to judge for the court case, even though it's rightfully the kohen's, but the fact that he's choosing this kohen is sheichad varm. Moreover, there was a story with a sharecropper of a judge, which sharecropper owns a certain amount of the field to the owner, which was this judge. He would bring him his figs, which would belong to the owner of that field who the sharecropper worked for, who was a judge. He would bring him his figs every Friday, every Shabbos. Pamachas, one time, Hikdim, he came earlier, he came on the Thursday. Because anyways, he had a court case where the courts are open on Mondays and Thursdays. The judge said to him, I'm invalid to judge the court case for you. Because although the figs are there, the judges, so he doesn't owe him anything. Since he went and brought it earlier than he had to, that's already a favor, a sheikhet varm, and therefore he was invalid to go ahead and judge the court case for him. Aloha dalt. Any judge that borrows something, he's invalid to the one who lent him something. Now, but when we say this, only if the judge himself doesn't have what to lend out, so then he's indebted to the one who's lending it to him, and that's considered sheikhah. If he also has what to lend out, kasha is kosher, shari gamze shomim, because he also borrows from him, and that's considered regular human interaction, that's not considered as a sheikhah. Halacha Hey continues regarding if the judge takes wages for being a dayan. Any judge that takes payment to judge, his verdicts are nullified. Only if it's not a recognizable compensation. Meaning, Let's say this judge was busy doing his work. Now two people come and say they want to have a court case. Vamalemi says to them, look, to new Lee, Mishayasatahtoi, give me someone who will take my place, Acha Adlachem, so that until I go ahead and judge the court case, time is money. Or give me the amount of compensation for how much I'm losing out by not doing the job I was doing. That's permitted, because that's not really for the judgment that he's charging, it's for the schar betela, for the amount of work that he's missing. But only if shiyah daba nikr, like we mentioned this term before, only if it's recognizable shu schar batel bavat v'layesu, that is exactly the amount of money that he'd be losing, and nothing more than that. So that's considered payment for that, not for the court case. That's permitted. Moreover, v'yitl mashnei b'shalvi has to take from both of them equally. Zeh b'fnei zeh, one in front of the other one. In such a case, that would be permitted. No one's thinking anyone's giving any more bribes. It's the same amount of money in front of each other. Halacha vav, what happens if they recognize each other from before the court case? So, oslo dain lodun lamisha oyavoy. So, it's permitted for the judge to judge someone that is his friend, his beloved, although he's not his best man at his wedding, who not his friend that's like his soul himself, not like his best friend. But just a very good friend. Not allowed to judge him. Neither can he judge someone who he hates. Now, he's not his enemy. He doesn't look to do him harm, but he just doesn't like him. He detests him. Also cannot be a judge of him. Rather, the two litigants have to be equal in the eyes of the judges and in their hearts. Now, let's say the judge doesn't recognize any one of these individuals, and neither regarding his actions. In Chadayin Tzadikamayu, there's no more righteous judge than that, because he's not coming with any preconceived notions when he's judging the people. Now, Allah Zayin, Kol Shnei Tamid Chacham Shosayim Zeh Zeh. Now, we're talking about, let's say the judges know each other. Whenever there's two Talmudic scholars who hate each other, Asur and Leisha Badin Zeh Zeh, they're forbidden to sit in the court case together. Kishadav Zeh Gerim Litzias Mishpat Mu'ukul. This causes a twisted judgment. Why? Because of the hatred that's between them. Every one of those two judges is really leaning towards just contradicting the words of his colleague. So it's going to be very twisted, because each one's really going to try to just do the way of rejecting the other judge. So therefore, they cannot be judged together. Lacha Ches continues regarding the heaviness and the responsibility of the judgment. A judge should always see himself as if there's a sword that's placed there on his neck. As if purgatory, Gehenim, is open from beneath him because of the great dangers involved of the court case. The Yedes Mihudan, he should know who he's judging, as Ram is going to tell us shortly from the Pasuk, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with name Mihudan, in front of whom is he judging? It's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mi'asali Padimimen, and who's going to end up punishing from him and collect from him? In not Mikava Emes, if he tilts from the line of truth, that's also Hashem. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, in Tehillim, Elikim Nitzav Das Kel. God is stationed amongst the assembly of the mighty ones, of the judges, which from here we see that he's judging in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Pasuk concludes, Bekerv Elikim Yishbut, in other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mentioned in the beginning of the Pasuk, he's judges, Beker of Elikim, they're the judges, meaning that he's going to judge them, he's going to punish them. Vayman, it says in the Pasuk, Divrei Yamim, Ru'u Ma'atem Oisim, look what you're doing, Ki Lo Lo'odim Tishbetu, you're not judging man, Ki La Hashem, rather God. So you see that they're also judging Hashem, not so much the people. Halacha Tes, Kol Dayan She'en Adon Din Emes La'Mita, any judge that does not educate a truth and honest judgment, Gorim L'Shechin Shot Estalak Mi'Yisrael, it causes the divine presence to be removed from the Jewish people. And any judge who takes from one person and gives to the other person unlawfully, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him in the nefashas, God's going to collect from him souls, his life. Shlomo says a pasuk in Mishlei, V'kove es kaveim, he steals from those who steal nefesh, their own life. Now, however, any judge that judges a truthfully judgment, even one moment, it's like he remedied the whole entire world. He caused the divine presence to rest amongst the Jewish people. Shalom, like it says in the Pasuk, like Kim Nitzav, by the Askel. God stationed amongst the assembly of the mighty ones. Maybe the judge is going to say, Mali, so what do I need to send this pain of this Gehenna open in front of me? And if I make a mistake, God's going to take the life. Tamalim, it says the Pasuk in Dibra Yamim, V'imachim, with you is Bidvar Mishpat, is in the word of judgment. Meaning, God is with you. Don't worry, the judge only has to do what his eyes see. As long as you do what you have to do, then Hashem is with you. Halacha Yud. Now, always, when the litigants come in front of you, you should see them as wicked. And with the presumption that each one of them is lying. Because that'll help you really, really question them. And then you're going to be able to judge according to what you see from what they're saying. Not to be biased based on any halo effect or anything. Now, but when you let them go, after the judgment was finished, then they should be in your eyes like righteous. So then that's if they accept the verdict. And you'll judge each one of them to the side of merit, meaning you're not going to suspect to say, oh, this guy was a robber. Rather, you merit him. You say, maybe he was mistaken. Maybe he didn't intend to steal. And that's how they should be after they leave the din by being makabel the din.